As Jack is strolling back to his hotel, enjoying the night air and the nightlife of this very French city of old Quebec, he's thinking to himself.
Well, there certainly are a lot of restaurants and cafes and bistros in this town. I love these old stone buildings, the Parisian architecture, and these winding stone streets that go up and around and down. Horse-drawn carriages. I feel like I've time-traveled. Now, there's a cute little cafe right on the sidewalk. There's even an empty table. That's very rare. I can't pass this up.
Bonjour. Please, vous aider?
Yeah. Hot chocolate.
Yes. And we have wonderful desserts. Crème brûlée.
Oh, please. Don't tempt me.
Hot chocolate it is.
I wonder if Claudine... Why do I keep thinking of her? Probably because I have this image fixed in my mind of Claudine sitting in a sidewalk cafe in Vieux Montreal. And here I am, in a cafe in Vieux Quebec. Is that mine? Hello?
Bonjour, Jack.
Who is... Is this...
Of course.
How did you get my number?
Dominique.
Oh, right. Dominique.
I am surprised that you are back in Quebec, Jack.
So am I. Will I be able to see you while I'm here?
Do you have your eyes open?
Well, I think so.
Then close them.
Hmm?
Close your eyes, Jack.
All right.
Can you see me?
You mean in my mind?
Of course. Where else?
Okay. I think that's you.
What am I wearing?
Well, you're a little fuzzy.
I'm wearing something fuzzy?
No, I didn't mean that. Wait a minute. Blue. Blue skirt. Blue blouse. All blue.
Even my hair?
I hope not. No, your hair is swept back. And your shoes, they're sandals.
Very good. Where am I?
Well, you're in a cafe.
Describe it to me.
It's much like this one. Small round tables, checkered tablecloth.
Am I seated at a table?
Well, no, you're standing, talking on your cell phone.
And now?
Now you're sitting down.
Am I alone?
I think there's someone else.
A man?
I can't see him, but yes, I think so.
Who is this man?
I have no idea.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, my guess is he's a friend or a significant other.
He is a friend.
Yeah. Well...
Don't open your eyes.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Hmm?
Breathe.
Gardenia.
Yes, gardenias.
Is that your perfume?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels as though you're standing right next to me.
I'm not.
I know that.
I'm seated.
It feels real.
Your waiter is coming.
Really?
Don't open your eyes.
Whatever you say.
Your hot chocolat?
Ah, merci.
Aimeriez-vous quelque chose, madame?
Non, rien pour moi, merci.
What? Claudine?
Oh, you opened your eyes.
How did you know I was here?
I saw you.
But I didn't see you.
Of course not. Your eyes were closed.
Were you just walking by? Come on, where were you?
Vieux Montréal.
No, seriously.
Don't hang up your cell phone.
Hmm?
Please don't.
Okay.
Dominique told me all about La Nouvelle-Orléans.
Yeah, well, whatever she told you, I'm certain she embellished it.
Your friend. Was her name really Sofa?
Sophia.
Was she really a shapeshifter?
Well, she could read minds and then become that person.
And you are thinking of me, Jack?
Well, this is the real story. I was walking by a sidewalk cafe. This was in the French Quarter. And I remembered the cafe in Montreal where I first saw you. And, yeah, I thought of you.
And then?
Well, then I noticed a woman sitting alone. And she was staring at me. And I asked myself, why is she looking at me so intently? Has she mistaken me for someone else? But as I looked at her, she became you.
Her voice? Her accent? It was mine?
It was perfect. Well, not quite perfect. Every now and then I'd notice a word or a phrase that, as it turned out, it was her real voice slipping through.
And you knew it wasn't me?
No, not the first time. We only spoke for a minute or two. But the second time I met her, I called her on it. And when she realized the game was up, well, she changed. She sort of morphed from being you back into being Sophia.
And you had a dream about me.
Who told you that?
Dominique.
Well, how did she... Right. Mojo.
And that dream you had about me?
It was more a nightmare than anything.
Oh.
Oh, no, it wasn't you. It was just another one of her tricks. Claudine, you're not ordering anything.
No, I can't.
You can't?
No.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
How long will you be staying here?
Oh, another minute.
No, I mean here in Quebec City.
The same.
You're leaving in another minute?
Yes.
Didn't you just get here?
Yes.
So you just dropped by to say hi and goodbye?
Yes.
Will I see you again?
It's up to you.
Okay. How about dinner tomorrow evening?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe we can meet somewhere and share a soda or something.
Call me.
I don't have your number.
I'll give you my cell phone.
Do you have a pen?
No, not really.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just enter it into my phone.
Wait, Jack, don't.
Well, this'll just take a second. Okay, I'm ready. Claudine. Now, where the heck did she go?